This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A Stone County woman's been charged in circuit court with possession of meth with a purpose of delivery and possession of drug paraphernalia with the intent to use it. Prosecuting attorney Don McSpadden said he also is charging Nancy M. Barnes as a habitual offender, as she has been convicted of four or more previous felonies. In fact, the court document said Barnes had been convicted of 14 previous felonies committed in Stone County. The Habitual Offender Act calls for more severe punishment if convicted of a felony. Barnes was arrested on November 25th on Highway 5 South in Mountain View. The vehicle she was in was speeding. Inside the vehicle, police found four clear baggies with a substance tested to be a form of meth called ice in them. Also found in the vehicle was a scale for weighing drugs and a pipe used for smoking drugs. Barnes' bond was set at $20,000. And comedian Yakov Smirnoff says 2012 will be his last full season of performing in Branson. He said in a news release he plans to tour the country in 2013. Next year will be Smirnoff's 20th season performing in the Yakov Live production. Smirnoff said he will continue to live in Branson and will remain active in the community and in his theater. The Independence County Central Committee of the Democratic Party will hold its fourth quarter regular meeting tonight. It begins at 6:30 p.m. at the Citizens Bank Annex in Batesville. The chairman of the Central Committee, Tony Thompson, said the only item on the agenda is setting filing fees for the 2012 elections. Speaking of elections, the Independence County Election Commission has begun discussing reducing the number of voting precincts. Commission Chairperson Kathy Drew said Dwayne Milliken and Charlie Morris will be collecting data in the next few days to help commission members make determinations. Independence County presently has 29 regular voting precincts plus an early vote site. Several counties in Arkansas, such as Stone County, have reduced the number of voting sites, and others are in the process of doing so. Cost savings and efficiency are two reasons given for reducing the number of voting sites. Drew said the commission will also be helping the Batesville School District determine new zones for school elections. Those new zones will take effect in September of next year. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.